Do you ever get those periods of time where you're motivated, grinding feels easy, and you can see yourself improving? Well, how about the complete opposite? Low motivation to play, grinding feels like a chore, and you're constantly dying to players who are much worse than you. Well, this doesn't just happen to you, it happens to everyone, including professional players. And this is what we call burnout. You've probably heard the term before, but you more than likely don't understand what it is and how to manage and prevent it, and it's a massive reason why players get washed and eventually quit playing Fortnite. Now, if you're a more casual player or you're just young, you may think this is a small issue, and you'll probably comment something like, "They shouldn't complain because they're just being paid to play a video game," or "It's just really not that serious," or something along those lines. But for the best players in the world, a drop in their mentality or skill level by even a few percent can lose them tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in a year. More importantly, you can get burnout from studying, work, gaming, or like me at times, from content creation. So understanding how to avoid getting burnt out is important in many aspects of your life. There are three main symptoms to burnout. Number one, overwhelming exhaustion. Number two, feeling overly negative and detached towards the specific thing that has caused you to be burnt out. Number three, a sense of ineffectiveness and lack of accomplishment. Simplify, if you're feeling tired but you sleep really well, if you're frustrated and you're unhappy while playing, and it feels like you're getting nowhere when you're putting in a bunch of work, then you're more than likely burnt out. Personally, I feel burnt out when making content for a large number of reasons. I put a lot of pressure on myself to ensure the videos are high quality and high effort, and I know there's just not enough time in the week to do everything I want to do with YouTube, TikTok, UEFN, and then actually playing Fortnite for long enough to improve, which can often lead to videos getting delayed. Naturally, this leads to more pressure, and it's kind of a bit of a constant cycle. Then, of course, there's money. My entire income depends on content performing well, and it being consistently put out. So if my videos perform poorly, then that's an extra level of stress. Of course, over the years, I've found ways to notice the signs of burnout and manage the stressful side of content creation so that I can be as consistent as possible. And over the last year, I found a bunch of ways to not get burnt out, which also apply to you if you're a player and you're trying not to get washed. This book, Healthy Work, Stress Productivity, and the Reconstruction of Working Life by Robert Karasek, breaks down burnout into six main factors. The first is super obvious, and that is just workload. When people are chronically overloaded and don't have enough time to carry out the list of tasks that they have, they don't have much opportunity to rest, recover, and then have balance in their life. Funnily enough, in professional Fortnite players and Fortnite players in general, this workload is largely self-imposed. Players have this idea that the more they play, the better they'll get. However, this is really only true up until a certain point. You'll get the majority of your progress from the day by playing for just a few hours in that day, and then after that, the amount that you'll improve will be really diminishing. At a certain point, your brain will just be too tired, and playing more will only make you more tired. So if you do this every day, you'll quickly feel the effects of it building up, and you'll probably start to play horribly. Some players are able to play 8, 10, 12 hours a day for weeks, if not months in a row. However, nearly all of them eventually lose motivation for Fortnite altogether and then completely fall off because they're so burnt out. Of course, there are exceptions. Some people are just absolute machines, but the chances that this is you are extremely low. I actually remember a video I did back in like chapter 2 where I played 8 hours a day for a week to see how much I would improve, and by the end of it, I felt awful and I was actually worse than when I was at the start. It was the worst I'd played in months, but I took a few days off after that, and when I came back, I felt really good. Now, had I just played 2 to 4 hours a day, but with the same level of focused practice, I could have easily improved the same amount without feeling burnt out and being forced to take some days off. And when it comes to making content, I've personally found that rather than doing 10 things in a day, I try to do 1, 2, or 3, but do them really, really well. If I was going to write a video like this one, I'd sit for a few hours, truly focus with no social media, no distractions, no procrastination, so that I can get it done as efficiently as possible, which means that I still have time to do other things like edit a TikTok or actually play and practice Fortnite. If I have 10 things on my list and I procrastinate, I could spend all day staring at a Google document and never get anything done. I think the same can be said for Fortnite players. It's hard to make content, scrim, practice all in one day, especially if you have school or college on the same day. When I was practicing 8 hours a day, one of those hours was spent doing Kovacs. Now, needless to say, I stopped practicing my aim once the challenge was over. However, had I just spent 15 minutes a day practicing rather than an hour, I would have probably kept up with it until now, and 2 years later, my aim would be much better. So if you're actually trying to improve on Fortnite, don't give yourself this unrealistic list of tasks you need to fit into a day if you're never going to achieve it and it's not sustainable. No skill is acquired quickly. It's a cumulative effect of practicing consistently every single day for months, if not know, years. If you try to push your limits and work 10 plus hours every single day, you'll more than likely give up after a few weeks or months. However, if your daily workload is sustainable, you can continue to progress for months, if not years. It's better to think about how much practice you get in a year, not in a single day. The second factor which can cause burnout is lack of control. When people feel like what they're doing isn't making a difference and that their lack of progress or success isn't their fault, they're much more likely to get burnt out. On the flip side, when people feel like what they're doing is working, they're much more likely to be engaged in the activity and have higher levels of motivation. So in Fortnite, many OCE pros have lost a lot of motivation to grind the game, as there's a big problem with hackers in tournaments, as you've probably seen in some of my other videos. It's hard for them to feel like there's any reason to grind the game, as they'll eventually just lose the tournament to someone who's cheating. A similar comparison can be made about players who just complain about dying to things like server lag, or just it dying in stupid ways. Now, some of these deaths are not the player's fault, but for the most part, players almost never take responsibility for the bad plays that they make, and they always push the blame onto other people or other things that are out of their control. Now, it's a natural thing to do when you're frustrated, but by taking some time to accept and admit when you make a bad play will keep you in a much better headspace over time, because you are now giving yourself control over the reasons why you're doing poorly. The third factor is reward. Now, if people do not feel like their hard work is being rewarded, then this increases their vulnerability to burnout. If someone has been grinding Fortnite every day for 6 years and only has $200 earned, that couldn't be me, and money is their only motivator, then chances are they aren't going to feel like their hard work is very rewarding. This can be a tricky one for people to change, but most people just need to set reasonable goals. For example, my goals are more centered around trying to improve individual skills rather than make earnings. I also want to get my best solo cash cup placement, which means that each time I have a good tournament, that feels rewarding. I'm not saying never set massive unrealistic goals, but having smaller secondary goals that are stepping stones to that larger goal can help you have more micro wins and make the process feel much less frustrating. This can be particularly tricky for tier 1 professional players, as most of their goals revolve around being the best in the world, and only one player can actually be the best. This comes with its own set of struggles that most people will never understand, and that's a whole topic to itself. However, it does also come with more rewards like recognition, fame, and of course money. So these same rewards can sometimes be highly motivational to some players, but other players are just burnt out by them. So a lot of these factors are very individual. The fourth factor is community. The people you speak to on a daily basis are going to have a massive influence on your well-being. When these relationships have a lack of support and trust, then there's a greater risk of being burnt out. There are streamers whose Twitch chat is just absolutely awful, and that rarely helps someone's drive to want to click go live every single day. The same thing can be said if your teammates or friend group are incredibly toxic. It's just infinitely more enjoyable when the people around you are supportive and you're having fun, and this makes the process significantly easier and it keeps you much more engaged in what you're trying to do. But what's particularly interesting is that people who are experiencing burnout can have a negative impact on the people around them. They tend to argue more and are more difficult just to be around generally. This makes burnout kind of contagious, so selecting who you spend your time with is incredibly important. The fifth burnout factor is fairness. For the majority of people out there in the Fortnite world, this one's not really that relevant, since all tournaments are open to anyone of the appropriate age. However, reading any YouTube comment section, I'd categorize things like setup, like PC, equipment, or ping into this. If you're in a location where your ping is like 70 or higher, this can definitely be demotivating and lead you to feel constantly forced to play the game rather than just enjoying it. Now, if you're like 40 ping, zero earnings lifetime, and are just constantly complaining about ping and saying that's the reason why you're not getting earnings, you're more than likely just pushing blame onto something else and taking the blame off of your own plays, which again, you should see the lack of control section we talked about earlier. Finally, the last factor to burnout is values. This essentially is the main reason and motivators that drive you to put work into something. Is it for money? Is it for social growth? Or is it purely a competitive drive to be the best? When there's a conflict in your values, people will find themselves making a good trade-off between the work that they want to do and then the work that they have to do. And this can lead to a greater risk of burnout. If you have no motivation to improve, there's a very low likelihood that you'll aim drain, practice your mechanics, or scrim. It's much more likely that you'll just load up the game and do whatever you enjoy doing. Now that's totally fine. If your motivator in playing Fortnite competitive is fun, that's what you need to do. But if you're looking to be the best in the world, there are things you're going to have to do that you may not enjoy. You're much more likely to feel burnt out if you have no competitive drive and then you're forcing yourself to do these things. However, forcing yourself to do these things is much easier if your main goal and main motivator is that you want to be the best in the world, or at least continually improve. I see this a lot with the top Fortnite pros all the time. They grind and grind to get to a certain level of success, thinking their main motivator is their competitive drive to win. However, in reality, money was what was motivating them. And once they achieve a certain level of wealth, they no longer are really interested in doing the boring practice that's required to be number one. Now, no hate to them, I'd do the exact same thing if there's a lot of money to be made in Fortnite. However, understanding what your main motivators and drivers are will ultimately guide your actions. I'm not trying to be the best in the world, hence why I don't practice 3 to 4 hours every single day. That time's much better spent on the goals I have, which is more content related. That means the half an hour or hour of practice that I do put in every day may not be optimal, but is at least something that'll keep me going. So if you find yourself feeling particularly demotivated to grind and practice, take a look at these 6 factors of burnout and adjust your lifestyle accordingly. If you want to hear more about that demotivating hacking situation in OCE, you can click the video on screen right now. Peace.